Welcome to the final episode of COVIDcation, the podcast for students by students that looks at the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on us.
On this show, you will hear from each of us as we reflect on producing the podcast for the last 13 weeks. Does it feel like 13 weeks for you, Ryan?
No, it literally feels like just yesterday when we were just joking about starting a podcast.
It's crazy. This started as a joke, but we've since created a professional internship for ourselves.
For the past 13 weeks, we've all gathered information, conducted interviews, and written blog posts. Each week, we switch roles as producer, Chase producers, social media producer, host, and producers of COVID Cozies and Kindness. I know my favorite role out of all of them was producer. I didn't like editing audio much before, but as I did it more, I turned out to enjoy it a lot. How about you, Tracy? What was your favorite role?
Producing was a lot of fun. But to be honest, throwing myself into social media was a challenge worth facing. I enjoyed putting the assets together for the show's weekly promo on social media and maintaining our website. I definitely got better at it as we went along. You know, I actually still have the notes from when we mapped out the podcast. Brandon, do you remember when you were writing it all on your whiteboard as well? You actually used like color coded.
It was really funny. In preparation for this episode, I actually found the picture. And when we were originally planning it, we only had 9 episodes. And before we even came up with the episodes, we had a name, COVIDcation.
Initially, it was 4 of us, Brandon, Ryan, Tara, and me, on a call with our professor and soon-to-be senior producer, Danielle Harder. We met to vent about the closure of the college and the uncertainty around it.
We were also concerned about our internships getting canceled as they were only a week away. Because of this, we were joking that we were going to intern for the journalism program. Then the 4 of us came up with this idea of creating a podcast. At the time, we didn't expect it to become what it is today.
Now, our professor Danielle loves audio and she loves podcasts. So when she heard the idea, she jumped on creating a podcast pretty quickly. And one by one, as our internships got canceled, it became clear that COVIDcation would fulfill that requirement.
What I remember about that day is that you guys called me and asked if I could join you on a Skype call. And I was just desperate to see students because it had been so long since I had actually been in the classroom. So I was thrilled to be invited to just have this little brief conversation. And I could tell how tired and sad you were about the whole thing around your internships. And then you mentioned the word podcast, which was like music to my ears. And you jokingly said we should do a podcast about COVIDcation, or about the COVID. And Melanie came up with this idea for a name of COVIDcation. And immediately I could just see how you're like all the light bulbs were going off and all the ideas that you guys had. And I just remember thinking, yes, this could be perfect because it would be very real world. You'd have to work as a team. All of those things that you would have to do in a newsroom, you'd have to do together. And it just made perfect sense. The little tricky part was that I had to go back and convince other people that this was something that would be valid and worthy. And so I remember I put together that you guys sent me Brandon's whiteboard list, and then you put together a document, and then I added to the document and I showed it to my colleagues and they said, go for it. And voila, COVIDcation.
It's a best practice. It was so well done. And it just showed the intelligence and creativity of the students. And I mean, you take what you've learned and you've applied it to your own placement. So, I mean, I think it's a great example of what can be done. You sort of think outside the box a little bit. Yeah, so yeah, no, you've done a really good job.
Oh, thank you. It's been quite a bit of work, but it's been fun as well.
That was Durham College President Don LaVisa. It's really cool to get recognition from the president for something we started.
Going into this, we wanted to choose topics that may have slipped through the cracks in mainstream media. Originally, we had 9 episodes planned. The first one dealt with education.
This is where our For Students, By Students slogan came from. We as students felt impacted.
We wanted to shed light on other areas that were impacted too. So when coming up with the topics, we kept this in mind.
Rather than just focusing on the impacts of COVID-19, we made people stories our priority.
Most of our episodes were planned ahead of time, but some topics came up during the process.
Coincidentally, all of our episodes aligned with what was going on in the world.
For instance, our sports episode came out around the same time multiple pro sport leagues were coming up with their return to play protocols. And our music episode was released when venues and musicians were canceling shows and announcing events for the following year instead.
A couple of weeks ago, we realized there was something more important going on in the world. Rather than continuing with our regular scheduled episodes, we took a pause. On May 25th, George Floyd was murdered at the hands of four police officers. That started a revolution. And instead of focusing on our pre-planned episodes, we shifted our attention to the Black Lives Matter movement. My favorite interview actually had to do with the Black Lives Matter movement when I spoke to Yetide Badaki for our entertainment episode. Tell me about how you felt. This is a hard one, I know it is. When you saw what happened in Minneapolis with George Floyd.
You warned me, it's a hard one. It's a good question. Felt does not even seem to hold the largesse of everything that was happening. The core of my being was shaken, not out of, and this was part of the problem, it wasn't out of shock. It was, this is what is happening to us. This is what is continuously happening to us. Why is this happening again? And obviously there's so much pain. You feel yourself reflected in there. The images were going round and round, and I was really appreciative of people who gave at least a little bit of warning, because each time it felt like it was another like cut, and not just paper cut type surface thing, deep down, cut to the core of my being. And I feel like many people, there was that moment of enough. Enough. We can't keep going like this. It is not sustainable. It is not sustainable for anybody. We can't keep losing lives to something we have every ability to change. It's not like it's something that's, you know, some random pandemic bug that we're not quite sure how to handle. This is something we have absolute control over. So enough. Let's change this now. And I definitely was galvanized. I definitely had to let go of anything holding me back from being a part of pushing this needle forward.
You'll hear more of our favorite moments throughout the show.
Throughout the podcast duration, you've heard from a lot of different people. From musicians to politicians, we've been very lucky to speak to so many interesting subjects over the past few months. However, there's a lot of people you didn't hear from.
I reached out to the entire cast of Schitt's Creek, Taylor Swift, and the cast of Drag Race Canada. I didn't hear back from any of them.
I actually had a very similar experience. I remember when we were getting ready for our entertainment episode, I messaged nearly everybody from the Big Brother Canada Season 7 cast after their production was canceled. And almost all of them got back to me, but said because of contract purposes that none of them could actually speak to me for an interview.
I reached out to so many YouTubers during the podcast. I either didn't hear back at all or was told they didn't have time for an interview during a pandemic.
It was clear that most of these people didn't take us or our work seriously. Someone who did, though, is Aaron Streck from Global News Durham, who produced a story on us back in April.
The goal was to do a 7-part podcast series to cover the 7-week internship, but they've stretched that to 9. and each week has a theme.
This week we're working on front lines.
They're touching on everything from healthcare to education and bringing the stories to the forefront for students.
So, Erin, what made you think we were worth a story?
Tracy, I think, you know, with COVID-19, it's affected so many people and so many businesses, so many companies. And I feel like, you know, students were the one story that everybody kind of forgot about. And, you know, hearing that all of your internships had gotten canceled or postponed, I think that just deserved a story in itself, considering how much work and dedication that it takes to be a college student and to hope to just get that opportunity to advance in your career and start your career. I think that's what deserves a story. You know, I think we do stories all the time about issues and situations that affect so many people. But when it has this personal story, you know, I know what it was like going from, you know, getting out of school and trying to get a job and how hard it was. I think, you know, I couldn't imagine putting myself in the shoes of you and your classmates, because, you know, when I look at it, I'm almost lucky, because, you know, I had about a month off in between school and getting a job in Lloydminster, and then I could start my career and start proving myself and learning. And I think, you know, when you look back on it, you know, especially for you guys and doing this podcast and everything you've done for the last 13 weeks, I think that's just goes to show that you guys didn't just roll over and give up, that you guys were game for whatever and wanting to graduate, but not just graduate, you know, you guys went above and beyond, and now just kind of getting to that next step, and all the best. That's what I wish. You know, I hope everything that you guys have done in the last 13 weeks really pays off, and you guys can get those internships or even get your foot in the door with the company, maybe once COVID ends or maybe once we get to stage 3.
We had the opportunity to speak with CBC Podcast's senior producer, Tanya Springer, about the steps to creating a good podcast. Now, Danielle, why did you want us to talk to Tanya?
Honestly, Fiona, it really did start out as it was kind of like a present to all of you. You had worked so hard on the podcast, and I just really felt like I didn't want it to just end for you guys and that you would put it into your portfolio and say, there, I produced a podcast, and that would be the end of it. And I thought, well, how could I get you inspired to keep going? So I thought, well, what if I could give you something in your placement, quote unquote placement, because by this time we had moved past, your placement was long over. But what could I give you, the six of you, to say thank you for your hard work, to give you that boost that what you were doing was very authentic and very real, and it was supposed to be just a present.
So I listened to a few CBC podcasts, and I actually thought it was really interesting to talk to Tanya about the process behind the podcasts that I listened to. So we wanted to know, what did you want our main takeaway to be from that meeting?
I wanted you guys to become podcast producers. I wanted you to be inspired and realize that you could do it. Because I think sometimes when you're a student, you fall into the trap of, I'm just a student, I have no experience. And I thought that if you heard from Tanya and you understood what CBC was looking for, you would say, hey, we've done that. We have all of those skills. And that you guys would take away from Tanya that you were perfectly capable, that you were as capable as the next person of pitching and succeeding with a podcast. And I still, as you know, have that belief.
Well, since you have a lot of faith in us, how have you seen our skills grow over the past 13 weeks of producing COVIDcation?
So I don't even know where to start with that question, because the people you were at the start of the 13 weeks and the people you are today are incredibly different. People's voicing, the way they narrate a story, has changed. It has evolved into something that now sounds conversational, that sounds confident. People seem to have found their voice. You have all grown in how you think of stories. When you say pack to me now, you don't just mean I'm going to talk and put in interview clips. I'm thinking intentionally about how I might use sound in that story. I'm thinking about how I might bring in another voice in that story. When you guys think about themes, when I've watched you do the racism special, you think deeply and you ask better questions now than you did at the beginning. And I just see a general level of confidence in you now that I didn't see at the end. And honestly, I'm so glad that you the team was persistent and went past the required 7 weeks for placement, because I think you were halfway there at 7 weeks, but I feel like that last 7 weeks has just been, you know, where you really put the shine on, is how I would phrase it.
Yeah, I feel like we definitely had audio experience just from the newsroom and from doing our college radio station, Riot Radio. But the podcast gave us so much more freedom to play with the audio and to play with longer clips of interviews. And I think that really helped our pack skills as well, because we could see the pack while we were interviewing and we'd be like, oh, this sound would go great with that. Or, oh, if I put this interview into one pack, that would make just an amazing pack for the podcast. So I think
Can I touch on one thing there? You just used the word freedom. And I think that was the critical point of the critical piece of COVIDcation. You guys had freedom to experiment with so many things, like sound, your voicing, how you told stories, the story treatments. Was I going to tell it with an interview? Was I going to tell it with a pack? You weren't confined to our Chronicle newsroom audience. You stretched yourselves around the globe finding people. And I think that freedom really was the thing that helped push you all in a completely new direction.
No, definitely, because each week it's like, oh, how can we do something different, or how can we make it better? And yeah, again, we weren't confined, so it was just us brainstorming what we wanted to do and what we thought would sound good. So
Inspiring for me too, Fiona. Like, I now feel very differently going into teaching podcasting in the fall, and it's really made me reflect as a teacher about giving students more freedom. And, you know, still guiding and directing, but letting them have fewer constraints in their storytelling.
Well, I was just going to say thank you for believing in us and helping us with our podcast. We couldn't have done it without you. And thank you for coming on this episode and reflecting with us.
Well, thank you guys for letting me be your senior producer and for asking me to stay on past the appointed date. It has been a magical part of a difficult teaching year.
We definitely would not have had anyone else do this. You were amazing.
Yes, you're so sweet.
And now we'll hear from Brandon about his favorite interview from episode 10.
You know, knowing you're a nurse and knowing you're working in a hospital right now is super tough. It's tough for people not in hospitals, so I couldn't even imagine what it's like to be working in those spaces every single day. So, and you just mentioned how Sophia represents kind of that little bit of escape where you can get away from the super harsh realities of what you see at work every day. So What has it been like not being able to kind of do those live performances like you would, especially with COVID going on and especially since it's Pride Month?
Oh, it is honestly not even like easy to put into words. Not that I get like emotional thinking about it. It's that I just wasn't prepared for everything just not going to be there. Like last year was the first Pride that I had ever been able to go to. I was always in school. I was always working. So I didn't always take the opportunity to go to those events until I was in the event, which is something that I wish I took more time to do.
As much as we love the process, it's been quite the heavy workload.
Because of this, we made sure to use our time wisely and always worked a week ahead. There were times when we fell behind and faced last-minute changes, but we made sure to always meet our deadlines.
As a team, we ensured the workload was balanced. It was super important for us to support each other as journalists. We weren't just reporting on the pandemic. We're living through it.
No matter what a team member was going through, we made sure to help each other out, and we managed to get a show out every week. You may have seen Danielle's posts on Twitter about her favorite episode. One of them is our entertainment episode, which seems to be one of the team's favorite as well. I spoke with Shannon Burns for that episode, and it's definitely one of my most memorable interviews.
So what kind of effects do you think this pandemic is going to have on the broadcast industry going forward?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like I'm never going to be able to get a sick day again, because I feel like if I do call in sick, they'll be like, well, we know you can record from home, so just do that. So that's one for sure. But I think that it's going to show a lot of people that you don't always have to be in the studio to, first of all, be doing everything that you're doing. And I think it's also going to show that it actually might take less people to do the job of so many other things in the industry, which is great for so many reasons, because as a whole, the industry could save a lot of money in different companies. It could just really change the way that things are done, but it also not so great because I think it's showing that like certain roles aren't, I don't want to say like less valuable, but I think that there are less people that could probably do more jobs. But I think it's great. And the fact that like more and more people could work from home. And I think that if you have a closet and a microphone, I think it shows anybody that they have the opportunity to broadcast and to be successful and like start a podcast like you guys are doing, right? And stuff like that. So I think it's going to give a lot of opportunity to people. And I think it's going to, yeah, definitely change the way that things are just like seen and done in the future.
Thank you so much for joining us on this 13-week journey. We hope you enjoyed the podcast as much as we did.
Make sure to follow each of us on Twitter to stay in the loop with what we're doing next.
We started as journalism students, and we're finishing as graduates. Goodbye.
Adios, farewell. Here's my goodbye song. We have shared some joy today, but now we'll say so long, 'cause now it's time to go. All things come to an end. We can part as friends, and I hope we'll meet again. Wanna see you again, and until then, may your skies always be blue. May the sun shine for you till we meet again. Adios, farewell, so long. I love to be with you. Wish that we could stay. You and I have things to do and other games to play. Now it's time to go. All things come to an end. We can part as friends. And I hope we'll meet again. Wanna see you again. And until then, your skies always be blue. May the sun shine for you till we meet again. And I hope we'll meet again. Wanna see you again. And until then, may your skies always be blue. May the sun shine for you till we meet again. Adios, farewell, so long. Au revoir.